The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hello, sweet spirits, earth angels. Welcome to this very special episode of Angel Talk. I am here sitting with your angels and your loved ones and your ancestors, the archangels, and we're going to spend a few minutes just talking about what happens on December 24th in the angelic realm. I wonder if you know this already. The information I'm going to share with you from the angels is not associated with any religion. It's everyone. It is spirit. And as I share this information, I'd like you to remember that we are all connected somehow. We are part of this great ocean, and each one of us is a drop of that ocean. Or we are part of the greatest sky, and each one of us is a star. We are connected always. One of the things that connects us is that we all have an afterlife or in between life if you think about coming back again. There is something very special that happens on December 24th, and the angels call it Exodus. and they say it with a smile, so I have a feeling it's kind of an inside joke, or I don't know, but they've always called it the Christmas Exodus. And remember, they say Christmas because this story has some Jesus in it, but I give you permission, they give you permission to insert your ascended master that fits with your spiritual background or where you are spiritually right now. Remember, this story is not connected to any denomination, but it does happen to be on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve, you can imagine that a great celebration is happening because it is the time of year where we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Jesus was likely born in another time of the year, and yet we celebrate it in December on the 24th. Lots of reasons for that. You can do your research and see why that's there, why it's that way. But what I want to talk to you about today is the great Christmas Exodus. The angels show me every year that at midnight, soon as we switch over to Christmas Day, the heavens open and there's light that pours in, and every crack and crevice, there are doorways everywhere. The clouds part, the sun comes in, and souls who are stuck here begin to cross over. Why do souls get stuck here? Various reasons. Mostly it's because people choose to stay. They're afraid of what's going to happen afterwards, or they don't want to leave their family if their family is still here. I've probably told you before that I met a wonderful gentleman who was still here because he built his house and he wanted to make sure it was taken care of. Sometimes people are afraid that when they cross over, something bad will happen to them because they caused harm to other people. Their journey, every person's journey as a ghost or an earthbound spirit, does involve healing. And I don't really know what that looks like. The angels show me a lot of angel heaven stuff. I don't know a lot about the earthbound spirits and their healing unless I speak directly with them. So I'll invite you that if you have someone in your house or someone that you love that you feel is earthbound, I can help you connect with them or teach you how to do it. And you will likely be part of their healing process. What I do know is that people who have decided to stay or who are stuck often need coaching. Some of you are really good at crossing people over. And this is a perfect time of year to do a mass crossing over or to be part of the great Christmas Exodus. Coaching people who are earthbound sounds like your family's on the other side. Whatever you did, you deserve God's love. It's easier there. You don't have to be here anymore. One time I ran into a gentleman who was stuck in his hospital room where he had passed. And was so angry. And all I had to say was, you know, you don't have to be here. And he was waiting for a doctor to come discharge him. I'm not even sure if he knew he was passed. And all I had to say was, you know, you don't have to be here anymore. You can go. And he looked at me funny and I said, they said you can go. Well, I was talking about his angels, but I think he thought I was talking about the doctors, and he was gone in a flash, gone. Many times people just need to hear permission. It's time, you can go. It's time to go. We all have the ability to cross people over. It is not something that is reserved for the anointed. It's for everyone. In fact, we're all chosen. We're all anointed to do this holy work. And if you feel that there is someone in your house or a family member that needs to cross over, call in the light of God to surround you, call in your angels, and just out loud, if you can, start coaching. You deserve to cross over. Our family is there. You can heal there. You can rest there. You can be warm there. Everything you need is there. As we help the earthbound, we know that every year on December 24th at midnight, the heavens open up. And in my mind, when they show this to me, it really looks like a bunch of infinite amount of doorways with light pouring through and these beautiful staircases where people are, they look like escalators, really. I don't see people moving their legs. I can see them going up. And I hear pretty traditional heavenly sounds and see traditional heavenly sights. And when I ask the angels why it's that way, they say, because we choose something that's the most universal. When some people cross over, they cross over on a sidewalk, or they cross over walking into the ocean, or going into their childhood bedroom and it turns into light. On December 24th, the angels choose one big way for people to cross over. And it starts at midnight on the 24th and lasts until midnight on the 25th. That 24 hours is very important because some people need a little convincing to cross over, or they're afraid. So you can imagine the amount of hustle that the ancestors and the family and the angels of all these people are really working on the other side to get them to cross over. Because we have free will. We don't have to cross over, not unless we want to. I want you to know that that's happening on December 24th. So maybe you could say a little prayer. I like to say safe travel. Walk into the arms of God. Be warm. Find your family. Have safe travel. I hope that story meant something to you. And I hope someday when we're all spirit together, we get to witness that. I wonder if we'd be the people on the other side, the welcoming committee, cheering and hugging. I wonder if you would be at the bottom of the escalator helping people get on board. I wonder if you'll be chosen to be one of the counselors here who steps forward to say, it's okay, it's time to go. Who knows? And maybe it will be you someday that goes up that beautiful escalator on December 24th. I'd like to invite you one more time to a very special event happening January 1st at 11:11 on 2022, where we sit with the angels and we talk about every month of the year ahead. This is our yearly overview with the angels, and it's on Facebook Live. My Facebook business page is at Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator. You can also find me on my website, rachelcorpus.com, on Instagram. And I just hope that you have the most beautiful, beautiful holiday, however you celebrate. I hope you find some time to be by yourself so you can connect to your holy team. I hope that this year ahead, I know this year ahead, is going to be full of wonder, full of good things, full of struggle. And yet we can do that. We know about this dimension and what it holds for us, that beautiful duality. With the angels and the ancestors, we can handle it with grace and strength and support each other. If you haven't heard it recently, hear me say, you are so loved, and I love you. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
Intuition is our spiritual GPS and the single best tool that we have for navigating our lives. I'm Victoria Shaw, and on my Intuitive Connection podcast, I will share with you the ways to connect with your intuition and awaken the gifts of your soul. In each episode, I'll draw on my own intuitive gifts and my training as an Ivy League trained counselor and psychologist to help support you in reaching your highest potential. Start listening now on Mind Body Spirit FM Podcast Network or wherever you find your podcasts.